listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron alongside the great Wayne Fritz. Wayne, good afternoon.
Hey, Bruce, good to see you this week, man alive. Boy, you did a little traveling over the weekend.
Well, no. I didn't, but I have in the recent past, to take pictures of fighters. And so I usually put the, if somebody's fighting that day, I'll put a picture of them and I together, even though I wasn't necessarily there.
Cool.
Gotta tell you, so the fight, for those of you who care, the UFC fight this last weekend, which was really good, was in Madison Square Garden in New York. Just about a year ago, I had the whole thing figured out, VIP, everything, and then COVID hit. And with some of the craziness with New York, you know what I mean, in terms of what they allow and don't allow, I didn't want to take that risk of laying out airline and hotel. Man, airline and hotel, I know you're rich, but airline and hotel, man, in New York.
Oh, no, I try to use points and any deal I can use up there. That's expensive.
Points train with Wayne. That's what I need to do. I need to do some bartering. I don't know what I got over here of value. But yeah, bro, that was the big thing there. Vegas is cheap. Houston is cheap. Jacksonville would be cheap, Florida, some of the other places that they do the fights. New York and Abu Dhabi right now
Abu Dhabi. Yeah,
my price range. You and I were just talking to Sam here, and we had some pointed discussion. I do want to say, we talked about a November to remember, but there's another area of men's sexuality, and y'all can Google this. It's called No Nut November. So I just want to bring that up for a lot of guys that are abstaining from porn and touching themselves from porn. We'll call it No Nut November. So we're going to give a shout out to those folks who are working on that as a goal. And it is. So that's a little sidebar.
Well, it's a good one. That's a good one that we can all pray for too.
No, yeah, we can pray for that too. It's on the internet.
Give them a lot of support. That's a good one.
This is a phenomenon here. So I want to give a shout out to those guys doing that. So, but on to more lighter topics, had a pre-production meeting and talking about coaching and coaching a client. And let's say you or the company, but you're in this coaching capacity. And then you find out that the client is doing some behaviors that are, if not unethical, but possibly criminal, right?
I think unethical.
Unethical. And folks, there's a difference between unethical and illegal, right?
Yes.
So ethics are guidelines given to professionals based on certain things, right? So you have an ethical obligation to be of upstanding, right, moral character. I have an ethical obligation on some of my other licenses to report if somebody says they're suicidal. Or I have an ethical obligation to report child or elder abuse, so there are things that then if I violate that code of ethics, I can be held liable for removal of the certification or removal of the license or removal of whatever it is that's part of the ethics body. So there's a lot of different ethics that are involved in different areas. That's why a lot of licensed folks take jurisprudence exams. Those JP exams cover a lot of the ethical guidelines that are stated in that particular license or certification. All right. So let me keep going here. So on the more the ethical front, again, things that, for instance, for a licensed professional counselor, they can't meet their client in a restaurant or go to their house. But a life coach can. That's fully within the purview of life coaching or executive coaching, is to meet your client in a public place or have lunch or dinner with them or play a round of golf with them. I had a client, Wayne, that sent me on a pheasant hunting trip on day one, and day two, I met with the CEO of Harley Davidson. We're playing golf and all this other stuff. And it was really early in my career. I'm like, I was so nervous. Like, I'm actually going to do something social with a client. Oh my God. And the guy goes, listen, if you don't do this, I'm going to fire you as my coach. I'm like, no, I got it. But, it was so cold. I just walked up on the pheasant and I just grabbed him. I didn't have to shoot.
No way.
The dogs would point him up and I would just pick him up. Like, well, he's been froze to death here for a few hours. So it was a really good kind of a Gandhi hunting trip for me. Just pick up the bird and put it in my pouch. Okay, back to the ethics. So there's things that, here's an ethical thing. Let's say a guy who is in his 60s has a girlfriend that's 19.
Why are you talking about me?
No, I'm not talking about you. I said, no.
I'm just kidding.
But if he had a 19-year-old girlfriend, now, is that against the law? No. Age of consent's older. Now, if that relationship's kind of based on a quid pro quo this for that on certain resources and other stuff, then that would be certainly unethical. So it'd become because you're not on the same playing field, right? A guy who's in this age and this level of financial resources is not of that age and that level. And what that does is it creates an imbalance of power. Okay. So a lot of the ethics really focus on a balance of power. Okay. So, man, I'm out there, I'm out here at Tom Thumb, which is a grocery store here in Texas, and I bump into Wayne on aisle three. We're getting some bottled water. Hey, there it is. Me and him are members of the community and reaching for what's left after COVID-19 on the bottled water, slugging it out. No, just kidding. But anyway, but see that he and I, we met, that type of thing versus another type of situation where one person was hoping for another person's resources. But, ethics are kind of based on morals and values that are applied to a particular discipline. So that's just the ethical side. Now, of course, there are things that can be illegal. Like if you're coaching somebody and as you're coaching them, you find out they're doing some sort of illegal behavior. I'm trying to think if that's happened to me. The only thing I could say yes to that would be people that I've coached and then they went back to using illegal drugs. Yeah. So they're buying and using illegal drugs. So in effect, they are committing crimes while the coaching was taking place. Right. So you have to be careful as a professional that you don't unwittingly aid and abet someone else's criminal behavior or unethical behavior, particularly if they informed you of that behavior. Now you're kind of on a hook, right? Once you know this person is doing something, you as the coach, and there's coaching malpractice insurance for this very reason. If you've been informed that client X or Y is doing something unethical, immoral, superly immoral, or God forbid illegal, you're going to have to do something, right? And so I think, Wayne, that I'll let you grab on this here. I'll pass you. But I think that certainly for many, many times, coaches just will then terminate the relationship because, coaches aren't police officers and they're not you know, they're just, they just disengage and document heavily. So Wayne, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with you. You know, I think you said it in a very legalistic manner, which is the best. But it is, it's just you, whether we're in business or we're coaching or we're actually the ones out there in everyday life, you know, it's the do right, avoid doing wrong, be committed to excellence, and treat others as you'd like to be treated. Right. You know, I was telling you when we were pre-production and stuff, I said that I'm coaching a person right now.
Right.
And I reported back to the person that asked me to coach him. And all I've done is tell him, I said, well, this person kind of is a taker. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's, and first of all, I believe there's two kinds of people. There's givers and takers.
Now, how long did you know the person was a taker before they started?
Oh, I could tell right away.
Okay.
You tell first trying to coach through.
Oh, wow.
You know, we want to be givers, you know, you can get anything out of life you want if we just help enough other people get what they want. You know, that's how I believe. I got that from Zig Ziglar many, many years ago, but it's the truth. And we want to, we want to be givers. You know, it's like even in the Bible talks about that. You can't outgive God. So when we're in our business, that's why I always talk about the square. So I have to always start with this because so you understand, but the most important thing we can ever do in our business is to book shows. It's to give away stuff. So we get a show. We give gifts to have shows for referrals. Booking is the most important thing we can do. The second most important thing we can do is to build or to get more people involved with our business. Right. The third is to train. We have to have consistent and constant training in our business because we have to teach booking and we have to teach building. We got to teach that. But if we'll do those in that order, the last thing on the square is the sale. And it's last. It's not first. It's last. We have to do number one, two, and three real well to get to number four. If we focus on number four, which is selling, we cancel out number one, two, and three. And here's why. Because if I came into your house with you and your wife, and I came in there all cocky, and I'm after this sale, and I hammer and I push and I hammer and I push, and let's say I do get you to sign the contract, you know, I wear you down. Well, two things will happen after I leave. Number one, you'll either cancel or you won't have the to cancel, but you would never have me go see your family or friends because you would not want to subject them to what I did to you. So it just ends right there. And we want to be givers. And this person, I could just tell how I got started is they were saying, I can't book shows for my shows. I wrote on a show with them. I actually washed their dishes and stood behind them and washed them. And it's funny, you could tell in the first few minutes why they weren't booking because it wasn't the most important thing. And it showed up in the hello, thank you for coming thing. Just right there. So you try to coach people through that. But this person, I'm not sure, but I think it just happened. So the dealer hasn't clued me in. And this person, I'm sure they want to talk to me, but I think they're ashamed. But they did something unethical. And I think they've been doing a little bit of it. They're just off the wall. They're good person. They're good people, but you know, we all make mistakes. And I think this mistake just happened because she's a street person.
Was it a mistake or?
Well, I think it developed into, it was something that wasn't, it was, and then it just developed into this, I'm doing it, you know, but it didn't work. And here's what I think. I believe it's in the works right now for this person to be terminated.
Right.
And they'll be gone, and yet they were a good person that delivered consistently the merchandise. But, you know, Harry Lemons, the founder of our company, said a lot of times it's better to lose the thumb than it is to lose the entire hand. And that's an old expression.
Sure is. So,
I think, and I was talking to the dealer this morning, I think if this is a case and this person's let go, the rest of the organization will rise up like they never have.
Oh, wow.
Everybody likes a bad seed. So,
well, one of the ethical principles is to do no harm.
Yes.
It's kind of a, it's kind of an oath that physicians take and a lot of other professions, right? Is to do no harm. And so, like you said, so there might have been a progression where person comes on thinking, I'm going to join this company because I'm going to make a crap ton of money. I'm going to make me some bank. And so they go in there with that in mind, stay in that mindset, but focus on number four instead of one, two, three. And then they're not getting their needs met, their financial needs met, so they cut a corner or something, maybe, possibly.
I think some of it's corners, yes.
Yeah, that's probably a loving way to say it, but I'm completely out of this one. I'm just going on 30, 40 years of criminal expertise. Anyway, so, and then cutting that corner led to some discovery that shows that their actions are self-driven and not other focused and are against the company's values. And yeah.
Well, it's an interesting thing because you know what, I feel bad. Only in the fact that, you know, this person admitted it, whatever it was, and I'm not that's able to discuss some of that, but they admitted it and that's good. I mean, they stood up for it and,
that's really good.
It is what it is, too. They just have to deal with it. So that's the dealer's business.
Right.
It's not mine. But I feel bad. It's a shame that they didn't.
Now, are y'all going to do an after-action review and say to yourselves, hey, did we see this coming? Is there something we could have done earlier? Were there any warning signs? Were there any red flags?
What I want to do with the dealer. And actually, Bruce, that's a good question too, because where I'm in a dither is I know that this person is going to tell me everything. They're going to tell me what happened. The person that is going to be terminated. They're kind of a little embarrassed right now, but I know they want to. So when they do, I think I feel a little obligated to do some follow up with that also to find out what did we see this, what could you have done, or what could we have done to not have this happen. But it's going to happen.
And look, I'm up for hire. I can say I'm with company X internal affairs, conduct those, you know, third party person. It's always nice to have a stranger.
It sure is. Yeah, I'll put that out there.
I've learned that over the years, man. They'll be like, hey, and I was like, but I don't work for the company. I'm just here to do a job. I got to ask you a couple of questions about this situation over here. What do you say? And sometimes they'll talk to you if because I'm not related to central command, even though I'm related to central command, they're the ones who hired me. You know, obviously they know it's part of an investigation through HR or something. But anyway, sorry, I'm being a taker right now.
That's okay. That's a good. That's, you know what? That's very good.
But I'm giving you some good service.
You sure are.
But you know, anyway, there's other ways of asking questions to people, story arcs, and there are certain little techniques with that there, Wayne. Anywho, well, you know, that's a shame. And first of all, I'd like to say I'm sorry for y'all's loss. Now, was this person like a bazillion-dollar producer, or they were just kind of an average B player or something?
It's funny. Realistically, this person had challenges in getting referrals. And this person had challenges in building.
Okay.
And and they're both the same reason. You know, it's all I was trying to do is kind of bring her into where you don't want to know everything. You don't want to be a person doing a presentation that you know everything. We all have the person in our lives that we say, go ask old Jim. Listen, he knows everything about everything. And if you don't believe me, just ask him. He'll tell you. You know, so we all know people like that. Right. And this is a person like that. It's amazing that they know so much, but they know so little.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy. And it's hard. I'll tell you what, that's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to coach through. And Bruce, you run into it a lot, especially in sales. In our business, here's the deal. I got really good in sales. Man, I'll tell you what, I got so good that I didn't have to use any backup paperwork. I could just stand up there and do this kind of stuff, and people would buy from me. Here's the problem. All of a sudden, my organization shrank. I wasn't getting anybody in the business. And here's what people would tell me. Said, boy, Wayne, I have never seen a salesperson do as good a job as you do. Of course, that makes your chest pump out, you know, you get all big-headed, you say thank you. And you say, well, you know, you ought to do this. Well, you know, but I could never do what you do. Because I could never do all that. See, I made it too hard. I was too good.
Okay. So I've done some similar stuff. You know, I show up to these alumni coaching things from the school and I graduated from, and because anyway, it's all show up and I'll say, hey, my name is Bruce Cameron. I got my certification here, and they start Googling and they go, oh my God, you know, you're the Wayne Fritz of this. They say, oh my, and I'm like, hold on a minute. I said, let's just focus on the fundamentals and the rest will follow.
That's it. You see, because I'll tell you what I did. Here's an example. First in my presentation, when I discovered about that, how big of a mistake I made by getting so good, I dumbed my presentation down. You know, to get it, whenever we present, we want to present at a third grade level. I read that a long time ago. So that way third graders could understand it and so could doctors.
That's right.
So you can't speak above people. I don't want to know more than anybody on the show. And like you asked me, said, what's the gauge of this metal? Bruce, I have no idea. I can find out if you need me to, and I can get back with you tomorrow. Is that okay? Now, I helped design some of this cookware, so I had to know the gauges and stuff, but I don't care to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to be smart like that because it doesn't matter to me. I'm in sales. And what sells my product or any product is enthusiasm. That's what sells it. It's the product knowledge. If you got a lot of product knowledge and no enthusiasm, you're like Digger Odell, the friendly undertaker. You know, nobody's going to buy anyway.
Yeah.
Don't ever be the smartest person in the room.
And my enthusiasm led you to get your CPC and about
exactly
50 or 60 or 70 others. And I'm not lying. I would just be like, man, and I wish I was on fire like this for Christianity spreading that gospel as well. I feel convicted right now. Like, anyway, but seriously, might be just like, hey, yeah, this and that, and you can do this and you can do that and blah, blah, blah. And you get taught positive psychology and set goals and you can, you know, I have this kind of Damascus Road. This kind of Damascus Road story on day two, where I'd read the whole manual and I was just doing all this stuff in my own elevator speech. And I just really had some epiphanies about what I was going to do the first year, you know, and it was just so clear to me. And I was just so excited about that. And it was such a departure from more traditional, you know, counseling and stuff like that. So, man, I was ready, man. I was ready for something a little different, not altogether different, but a little different. And then with the freedom and flexibility. See, I'm just going on now, man. I'm just thinking, man, this guy, he's on fire. Like, and it's been, That was 2016. That's 5 years and some change. It was like yesterday for me, sitting at Embassy Suites Hotel on Airport Freeway.
Same room you put me in.
With Cindy DeFerdinand, our first host here on the Concierge Coaches Show. And just and her coaching style is just amazing.
Yes.
And man, she does her style. My style is so much different, but God love her style, man. I mean, it just infectious and drew me in. Anyhow, long story short, get your LinkedIn, get that going, get your Facebook page, get that going, get you a little website, get that going, you know, then start thinking about some other things. Have a very clear vision and, you know, who you're selling yourself. And so do these fundamentals first and then get out there. Okay. So right now I have two clients and I had them join. They kind of do what I do, but on steroids with money and other stuff. I don't mess with anybody's money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you pay me, but that's it. I'm not a money manager. And, you know, I said, do that. They did. LinkedIn page, Facebook group, got some brochures, got this, got that, got their fund. I said, now let's go join the Chamber of Commerce nearby. Now they're joining the Chamber of Commerce, which is kind of like your show.
Yes.
Well, it's the pre-show because you go to the Chamber of Commerce to book the show. Hey, I'm gonna call on this accountant. I'm gonna call on this wealth manager. I'm gonna call on this woman over here or family over here that's XYZ in transition with some investments or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm out of there on the content now. But the setup, I was in there, you know. And sure enough, you know, you do the fundamentals, you get in front of people, you book those shows, so to speak, and then the business will follow. But that person who is cutting those corners and other people that cut corners because of greed, right? It could be narcissism and character problems and pathological self-centeredness. God knows, you know, I'm in small letters on that back in the day, not so much now, but okay, so I understand that, but when that self-centeredness and that greed is so deep, you're going to make bad choices because you're going to be led by those false constructs and you're going to get in trouble. It's just a matter of time. It's 2021. Virtually everybody gets caught doing that type of stuff sooner or later.
Yep.
It's not if they'll get caught, it's when they'll.
Well, I'll tell you, you got that right. And it's amazing. It's just like a computer hard drive. It's not a matter will it break. It's a matter of when. I mean, it's going to happen. It's always that way. But you know, on a lighter tune, Bruce, I'm sorry to take a straight left here.
Hey man, now, come on. All right, go ahead. I'm teasing.
Like, you know, we have these calls on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday called ICE. But it stands for inspiration, challenge, and educate. It's not about 20 minutes long.
Not the immigration customs.
No. Enforcement. No, immigration customs. Not the green guys.
Right.
But anyway, I was asked to be co-host of that all week. So in other words, what co-host of that is find the guests. So I went back in my Wayback Machine. And I got some folks have been around a while.
Yeah.
Instead of all the new enthusiastic, you know, about up to that, to that. So the guy today, I'm going to tell you what, it was fantastic. He started with Salad Master in 1950. Excuse me.
71.
No, he started in 1970.
70. There we go.
He had one more year left in college. Or he was the first, anyway, he was in college.
Okay.
We started on a different business model when we used to sell single working groups. And he's been married 51 years. So he got married about 6 months after he started with Salad Master. Okay. And this guy's still in Salad Master. And his why factor, in other words, why he does things, is not the same as our top dealers. But he's been successful in his own definition. He said they still got a picture in his office that said, there's nothing, I'm going to paraphrase it, but he said, there's nothing we can face today that God and I can't handle together. And that's how he leads his life. He's a good Christian man, been married 51 years, raised kids, put them through college. And it's all with Solid Master, all with our company. And yet, nobody anointed in our company. Hmm. I mean, it's just because they know the people that are the number ones. They know the people that are, you know, that are brand new, that are making big waves and splashes. Whereas right. Bruce has been around for 51 years. Whew. Been out there doing it, been through everything, seen everything. And
wow.
He said what impressed him, he said he'll never forget, at his first convention, the then president of the company said, if you want to be successful in Silent Master, just read the book Proverbs.
Ooh, wow.
And he said, that impressed me. So you see, it's just interesting. There's a guy that probably should have coached me. I've always respected him. He's always just been a good guy. And but what a man he is. And it was an honor to talk to a guy like that and introduce him to the Solid Master people.
Right.
And Wednesday, I've got a guy that's been around about 30 years. And then Friday, there's a guy on and his wife who met. She was a Solid Master person. He was a Solid Master person. Opposite ends of the state. Went to different Bible schools. One on this end of Nebraska and one on this end of Nebraska. But they wound up meeting, running into each other years later. They got married and they're just so happy. And I mean, this is, he and I used to be in competition together back when
we were really?
Yeah, so he's been around a good while. But those are people nobody in Solid Master knows. You know, they need to be paid attention to. Coaching is also a chance to really honor those people that, if you're in a big group like I am, part of coaching is to honor people that have done a good job and are still around and still enjoy Solid Master, enjoy the company. Yeah.
You know, I would love to hear. I mean, I could do a clinic. I'd love to interview those guys because I'd love to hear what were the things that kept them involved in the company for all these years. And I bet you dollars to donuts that they're people.
Yep.
They love being around people. They love doing shows. They love getting around, you know, they love people. And this is a people mediated business, right? And so they get out there and do these shows. I don't care if you don't buy anything. I just want to do a show. I just want to get out there and cook something, man. Right. And so it's gotta be something like that. That is so true.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's people. It's people. It's association. You can't.
I like being with people. It's a Chinese walkie-talkie that they have in the Chinese police force. They sell them here on eBay, but I can program this bad boy to talk on repeater towers and do a. You know why I like that? I just like talking to people.
Yep, I do too.
So much so, I'm buying a Chinese walkie-talkie that is going to take me hours to program just to be able to talk to some people on the fly. It's 8 watts out, by the way. That's a heck of a punch for such a little device. Anyway,
it's awesome.
That's awesome. This is bigger than one of those big bag phones from the 80s and the 90s.
Oh, I had one of those stolen out of my Jeep Grand Cherokee. When I went to see the Kevin Costner movie Dancing with Wolves.
South Park. Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Busted in and took my brick phone, my bag phone.
There you go. The bag phone, baby. Yep.
I love that phone. Made me seem like it's 007.
We're still standing, too. Everybody, oh, you're going to die of radiation cancer. I'm still standing.
Yeah.
My ears haven't fallen off or anything like that. I've been like this for about 30 years of my life, I feel sure. But yeah, the longevity of those, and I think you need to show that to the younger people in your organization, these kind of flash and pan, you know, some of these new folks that,
that's my whole motivation. this week is exactly that.
If I'm not making six figures and setting my goals, I'm going to move somewhere else. You know, like, hold on a minute. You know, hold on a minute. Let's just stop and enjoy the shows. Stop and enjoy the ride, you know.
Yeah, because it is a journey. And you want to smell a few of the roses. So
yeah, you absolutely do.
It's very important. Very important.
But you know, it is very important. But you know, the topic we were talking about earlier about cutting corners and all this and that and the other, you get into the coaching business because you're so positive and unicorns and rainbows and glitter poop and other stuff. But man, there's those moments where it's like, oh wow, this person's going to get terminated, you know? Oh
yeah,
wow.
Man, it's interesting. It's interesting. I'll keep you filled in and I hope the audience is.
Yeah. No, I think this is a great topic. This is a great topic because there's coaches that exist within organizations, and then, you know, and I worked for a place and I never knew they'd give me the coaching assignment to go to Old Joe and whatever. Old Joe in I'll make up Alliance, Nebraska. There we go. Where BNSF is. So, and I'm going to give Joe 200%. Hey man, here's what happened. Let's do this coaching plan. Let's get you back up on your feet. Some of those cases, HR was going to fire him anyway, but they still threw a coach at him. Some of the places or the same organization would apply the resources. I coach them. They make it, you know, and they didn't. Sometimes you walk into something that's already predetermined.
Yes.
And they're using you as a pawn.
Yeah.
Using you as a pawn to exact their will or whatever. Now, I don't like that because I want to have a good batting average. I want to say, look, everybody I coach, or nearly everybody I coach, is retained or whatever, is, you know, stays. You know, they go on a performance improvement plan and they live to see another day. If they want to work for company X for the next 10 years plus, they're more than welcome to, because they, you know, satisfactorily completed coaching and have made the necessary adjustments in their life and work, yada yada yada.
Yep. To be honest with you, that's I feel that I don't like to lose people.
Yeah.
And so I feel that's a little bit of that is personal. So I got to tell you,
but funny you should say that. Because I at first took that personal, but then I said, well, look, am I going to take the assignment or not? If I take the assignment, you know, then I got to be prepared either way. I mean, for 13 years, I worked helping manage sex offenders in 5 states that had released from prison. How many of those guys are going to recidivate? You know what I mean? I'd like to think that we were able to fix every one of them. Sometimes we had a guy commit another crime again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now that's a little bit less personal because it's 300 guys scattered across 5 states and they're very, very high risk individuals. Based on the number, somebody's going to mess up. But when you're on an individual coaching assignment, you know, you'd like to hope and you'd like to think that you were special enough or that the person was going to engage in the process and save themselves, if you will, from the predicament that they've gotten into. And that's what I always liked. But so I got smart after my second or third one that was a predetermined, you know, we're going to get this guy out. So what I would do is I kind of go in there and on the coaching assessment, like, hey, do you think you're going to continue to work here? Or do you not think you're going to continue to work here? And then the guy's like, and I made every one of them have at least that contingency plan. Well, what would you do if you didn't work here? You know, why are you doing that? Am I going to get fired? I don't know if you're going to get fired, Chief. But I know that maybe it's a good idea to think about plan B, you know, as we kind of go through this process. I mean, I thought about it when COVID hit. What if nobody called and
Yep.
Well, what was I going to do? I was going to park cars or work at Amazon or something. I mean, I was going to do something.
I know exactly what you mean.
So, I mean, that's not what I want to do, but you know what? If that's the only thing I can do, or that's one of the options, then that's that. So I, you know, even as comfortable as we seem, we kind of have to think about, well, you know, maybe not, maybe it's investments now. Well, I'll just kind of draw on that 401k or let's cash in something. I don't know. You know what I mean? But anyhow, so yeah. So you got a call there.
No, I don't. That's why I don't even know that stuff rings. I'm sorry. I turned that off.
They can wait. It's Concierge Coach is showing progress, man. You can wait. Okay.
Yeah, that was a coaching. That was from Nigeria.
Oh my gosh. Well, they don't, I guess the fall back, spring forward thing got them out of.
Yeah, that's so 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got the time change.
Got them out. I got to use my fingers to add it up, but I've got a couple. I got 4 or 5 people around Nigeria that I coach. And it's interesting, yeah. So, as a matter of fact, I think that was this girl's about 22 years old, and she is a leader already. I mean, just amazing. But she's and all they do is sell for cash. They don't have financing there.
And was it them that had a good year, along with another third world country? Was Nigeria,
yeah,
Nigeria one?
Nigeria had a good year. Korea had an unbelievable. They led the world.
Golly.
And then I think there's 18 million people in Korea, and they led the entire U.S. and everybody else. I mean, just crazy.
Hey, very clean. I assume that's South Korea. I'm assuming.
Yeah. We don't do a whole lot in North Korea.
They use y'all's cookware to make missiles.
Yeah, they make steel tip missiles. Armor penetrating. Missile.
Just kidding.
My goodness. Well,
get old Wayne up here. Tell us the gauge of this.
Hey, listen, I would tell you, I would fill you in next week on what's happening, except, Bruce, I won't be on next week.
That's right.
I've got to go away on some hazardous duty.
There you go.
I leave this Friday. I won't be back until the next Friday. It's a hazardous deal. I'm going away for this. Taking a hit for the team, but I'm going to be on the big island of Hawaii at the Four Seasons Hotel for a week.
Oh my golly!
So, yeah, man. And I won't be bussing tables either.
You're not going to be bussing.
No, I'm going to be eating. So
you'll be busting tables.
Yeah, I'll be busting and enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the local life, and
you got me all straightened out on my Kona Blend thing. You put me in my place real quick, so thank you for that in advance.
I'll bring you some if you want some.
No, man. Now I'm never drinking it again.
Well, I used to live there, so I'm pretty picky with my coffee. But I'll get some chocolate-covered macadamia.
Yeah. Bring those. Yeah. Thank you in advance.
But I'll be back the following week, and I appreciate it. Thank you for we've got a whole bunch of people that this is, as one lady in Salamaster used to say, she used to be head of our customer service. We had an incentive contest. That's what she said. This is an incentive trip. So I'm going to go on an incentive trip.
The judge gave me deferred adjudication.
Yes, yeah, and it gave you a whole new perceptive on life, didn't it?
That's right. I have the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's like you want to go. Well, we used to have an old boy tell us that before we came into the meeting, he would say, "Please stop by the restoration booth and sign in." The restoration booth. I just love it. That's like Norm MacDonald or Norm Crosby. Remember, he used to just butcher the English language. I just love that stuff. Bruce, you're the best coach in the world, brother. Bro, wait a minute. I got to go. Bro.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. Yeah, no, it's the rest. That's nice, man. I'm always up for a new one, man. I'm always up for something.
Well, here's a quiz for you. Do you know how many how many providences there are in Canada?
How many?
Providences.
Oh, providences, right.
This is so probably the same one that said, after this meeting, I hope you all go home with a whole new perceptive on this business. And for all my friends and all the providences of Canada, I used to have to write this stuff down so I could remember. I thought, oh my goodness gracious.
I bet those Canadians were furious. Yeah. Oh God. Oh, I bet they were just.
It's real life. You can't make that stuff up. You can't make it up.
Oh, that is. That's funny, man. That's so good to hear. Oh man. Woo. That was a good way to end or get close to the ending here. We got 4 minutes left. Oh man. Well, good. Have a good time. We'll have a guest host here next week. We'll see who we get. We got several to choose from here in the bullpen. Yes. Yeah. We'll get a right hander or a left hander. We'll
there see you go.
Comes out of the bullpen. Yeah, we always got somebody in the bullpen over here and ready to come on and jump in there and help the little podcast that could over here. So, well, folks, on that note, how can you see more of these fantastic shows? Well, you can go to Apple Podcasts. You can go to the LA Talk Radio website. You click on Concierge Coach's Show. All of our shows are there. You can download the video like this. You can just download the MP3 if you don't want to see our lovely countenances. So you can just get the sound version. Also come to our Facebook page, Concierge Coaches Show, our Instagram at Concierge_coaches. And that's about all the major food groups. I also understand we're on iHeartRadio as well. And so come by one of our social media pages. If you have any questions, send us a note or a question on Facebook or a direct message. And Wayne, how can folks reach you?
Still, it's Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
All right. Is that 515? Was that like a New Mexico area code or what? What was that?
Well,
was
it's
that
actually
a birthday.
It actually has meaning.
Okay. Okay. We won't go there. We don't want anybody hacking your passwords. But
it's not in any of those.
Oh. Okay.
It's like Mel Brooks said. What's the combination? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you kidding me? That's the same combination on my luggage. So. You know, mine's not. That's my birthday, 5/15.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I would never use that as a.
But you know what? Now our listeners can get you some something for your birthday. Yeah. And you know, it's not plain coffee. We know it's not going to be that.
Just don't get me Kona coffee.
Just don't do that.
Don't do that.
And let's see here. Of course, I'm out there on LinkedIn, and then I have a website, conciergecoach.net, that has some of the things that I do in the coaching capacity. So those are all the touch points. We'll have a special guest with us next week for sure. It'll be a lot of fun, man. Just it's always good to get rough up a new co-host for the week type of thing, and you'll definitely want to tune in at that time. So with that, we'll bid everybody a farewell. Have a great and blessed week. And we'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everybody. See you later. Bye-bye. Good night.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz only on LA Talk Radio.